This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz, and it's a great joy to share morning devotions with you for a few minutes today. I hope that you're well today. Yesterday, I was talking about the fear of rejection, that people are going to reject me. And one of the saddest verses in the Bible I found is in Psalm 27, verse 10. And here's the man who was the king of Israel. He'd spent most of his 20s actually running for his life from another king. I'm talking about David. And he said in Psalm 27, verse 10, even my father and mother have forsaken me. So he was a king who was rejected. And you know what also, in talking about rejection, Jesus was rejected. And Isaiah says that he was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering. Like one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised and we esteemed him not. So Jesus knew quite well what it was like to be treated as a person of no value. And we're talking about the Saviour, the Son of God. He was treated worthless. He was well acquainted with sorrow and grief. And people know what Jesus went through as they watched him die on the cross. And in Luke, the people of his hometown rose up and actually threw Jesus out of their city. And they actually planned to throw him off a cliff. They rejected him. And in Mark, the people asked Jesus, Mark chapter 5, to leave their city. They rejected him. And in Mark chapter 3, verse 21, Mark tells that Jesus' close relatives told him to be quiet. They rejected his message. So we're talking about someone, Jesus, the Son of God, who was well acquainted with rejection. He lived a perfect life, but he still had to endure rejection from the people that actually misunderstood him and misconstrued his life and his purpose. I like this true story that came out of the US about a little boy. He had a nickname, Sparky. They used to call him Sparky because way back there was a comic strip horse named Sparkplug, and Sparky never actually got rid of that nickname. Well, he failed in every subject in eighth grade at school. He failed physics. He got zero for the course, and he actually distinguished himself as the worst physics student at that school. He tried Latin, algebra, English. He failed. He didn't do much better in sports, actually, although he managed to make the school golf team. He lost that match. Well, throughout his youth, he was an awkward young man. He was not disliked. People liked him, but they didn't really care too much about him. He was astonished if a classmate actually said hello to him. So there was no way whether he would ever have a girlfriend. He never asked a girl out. He was too afraid. He just felt he was a loser. Well, Sparky made up his mind early in life that if things were meant to work out, he felt that they would. He felt he was a fairly mediocre person. But one thing he really liked, that was drawing. He was proud of his artwork, even if nobody else noticed it. And in his senior year at high school, he submitted some cartoons to someone for the end of the class yearbook. They were rejected, and Sparky was convinced, well, I just have to do something. So he graduated from high school, and he wrote a letter to Walt Disney Studios, and they asked him to send some of the samples, and so he drew a cartoon. He spent a great deal of time, and a reply came back from Disney Studios, sorry, it wasn't good enough, you were rejected. So he wrote his own autobiography in cartoons. He described his childhood, how he was an underachiever. But do you know what? This boy who failed in every subject was actually Charles Munro Schultz, and he created the Peanuts comic strip and the little cartoon boy whose kite would never fly. I'm sure you've probably seen the cartoon, Charlie Brown. So here he was, a man who was a loser. Perhaps the reason Charlie Brown became so popular is because we can identify with him. I guess we've all known rejection. The Bible, as I've said, tells us that Jesus was rejected. Jesus, the stone of the builders, rejected. John in the Gospel says that Jesus came to his own, but his own did not receive him. And so there was this discouragement. And I think there are three words. The three greatest words, if you feel rejected today, are God loves you. For God is close to the brokenhearted, and he saves those who are crushed in spirit. Lord, we don't know what happens today or what will come, joy or sadness, but we thank you for your presence and your blessing. And help those who are rejected today, I pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.